In Rome this week, the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See held the sixth in a series of conferences organized during the tenure of outgoing U.S. Ambassador Marianne Glendon, who is an expert in human rights and international law. Ambassador Glendon spoke with Irene Lagan about the significance of the series, the latest conference in which dealt with the U.S. model of church-state relations and the role of religion in public life.
I'd like to think that these five conferences that we organized around the themes of the common commitment to universal human rights of the United States and the Holy See, I would like to think that advanced the mission of the United States in having a diplomatic relationship with the Holy See, and also that advanced the understanding of the issues that we treated in those conferences.
From your perspective here now in Europe, do you see a shift in the United States regarding the way people understand religion and its relationship to politics or to the state?
I think we're in what complexity theorists refer to as a time of turbulence. And 50 years from now, you'll be able to look back at this time and you will say, oh, I see all the elements of a pattern that was emerging. But right here, I don't think we can see a pattern. And I think that came out very clearly from the speeches today, that many elements are in play and that decisions that are made now will shape the course of religious freedom for better or worse in the future.